Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Dear listeners, Moana Yar Khan coming to you from Al Ansar Radio. And right now, this is Hajj broadcast program, especially for these 10 days or 12 days of Dhul Hijjah. And we have now connected Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib right there in Azizia. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum. Moana Abdurrahim Khan. Jazakumullahu khaira. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah The sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe His blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam First and foremost, we say ahlan wa sahlan to the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, to the listeners of Sirius FM in the Eastern Springs, and to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is the latest development and news here regarding Hajj. You know, on the day of Arafat, there is a khutbah delivered, and the salat are combined, the Zuhur and Asr. In the time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Arafat was on a Friday. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rendered the khutbah, combined the Zuhr and Asr Salat. Today there is a masjid built there, and it's called Masjid Namira. And on that day, 100,000 people plus assembled there. Now to give you a bit of history, from 1981, Right up to 2015, 35 years, the khutbah and the salat was rendered and delivered by the current Grand Mufti, Fadilatul Sheikh Abdul Aziz, that is Ali Sheikh. So he, for 35 years, delivered the khutbah and combined the salat as Zuhr and Asr. Then in 2016, it was Sheikh Sudais who carried out that function. And then last year was Sheikh Shushri. This year it has been appointed that Sheikh Hussein Ali Sheikh, the Imam of Medina Munawwara, inshaAllah, will render the khutbah and will combine the Zuhur and Asr Salat on Monday, inshaAllah, at Masjid Namira. This is a great, great honor. The whole world will be watching there. And mashaAllah, they will be making du'as there. 100,000 people. We are 2 million people, inshaAllah, in Arafat. So obviously, the 99% of us will be there in our respective tents and in our respective camps. Last night after Maghrib, Maulana Ahmad Mohammadi, the president of Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal, alhamdulillah, came to meet me. And then I told him, Maulana, when he arrived, he said he and Maulana Shabir Asmal are the guests of Rabita Alam Islami, and they are already staying there in the camp, meaning that the camp of the Rabita Alam Islami Muslim World League, and they have special facilities there in Mina, so that's where they are based already. And mashallah, they were all in very high spirits. And then after Isha last night, the Sahuk team came to visit us, and it was just unexpected. I met them, mashallah, after Isha. Brother Shaheen Asop was there and so forth. So we were speaking about the addition in our quota, so he confirmed it with me and said, inshallah, next year, is 4,500, so that is already approved, inshallah. Those who still want to come for Hajj, now this year, I don't know if it's still possible, but anyway, next year, or you want to come for Umrah after the Hajj, so read Surah 2, verse 128 abundantly. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ O beloved Allah, Show us the places of Umrah and Hajj, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, Makkah, obviously, then Medina Munawwara will come in. So inshallah, we become the Yufur Rahman, we become the guest of Almighty Allah, we become the Mehman and the guest of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I mentioned to you, esteemed listeners, yesterday that King Salman Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, He has invited 1,000 people from Palestine, 1,000 from Egypt, and there are 33 people from Lebanon. The Saudi embassy has sponsored them. So they are the guests, and today, rather yesterday, they went to visit Masnaul Kiswa. All of you coming for Hajj, especially first time or second time, you should try and visit the factory where the Kiswa, the Hilaf is manufactured. Very, very interesting. We've been there several times, alhamdulillah. And you see that how they used to do it by hand, everything. But now a lot of machines are used to expedite matters and so forth. And sometimes they even give you the gold cotton and so forth. I know once twice we went, they gave us some portion from there. So alhamdulillah. And next to the Masnaul Kiswa, there is Ma'arizul Haramain al-Sharifain. And that's a wonderful, wonderful museum that every Haji, every Mu'tamir, every person who comes for Hajj, Umrah, you should go to that, you know, place. The Masnaul Kiswa, the Kiswa factory, Hilal factory, and the museum are one next to one another. And it's free of charge. You don't have to pay anything. You don't need a guide to go to the exhibition and to go to the museum, because everything is written there in Arabic and English. Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhumah, he was martyred in the year 73 after Hijrah. And lo and behold, one pillar he used in the Kaaba Musharrafa, you know, when he reconstructed Baytullah, you will find one pillar there in that museum. That is the oldest item you will find there. Alhamdulillah, today's Arab news and other newspapers, they have given the statistics already. Approximately 1.5 million people are here for Hajj. Foreigners we're speaking about, 16,000 approximately came by sea, you know, they come from Sudan, Egypt, and so forth, some of them come by ship, and by land, you know, by their own vehicles and cars and what have you, they are 4x4s, 80,000 approximately came, but we're looking at currently now plus minus 1.5 million people already, so the expected projected figure is 2 million, inshallah. A little bit of history regarding Medina Munawwara, which I'm sure the listeners will find very, very interesting. Nowadays they have, you know, as you go to the Western countries, Europe, America, and so forth, you will find that they have this double-decker buses, even in South Africa, and, you know, hop on and hop off. So they have that day in Medina Munawwara, and it is city sightseeing, and when you purchase the ticket, it's valid for 24 hours, and they take you to 12 destinations, Masjid al-Quba, Masjid al-Qiblatain, Jabal al-Uhud. They show you Baqi and all these places. So that is what's happening currently in Medina Munawwara. And to catch the bus is directly opposite the Hilton Hotel. But I want to take you to the history. The first time in the Arab Peninsula, there was electrification in a major building, was in Masjid al-Nabawi, and this was in 1909. So imagine we now in 2018. So we are looking at, you understand, more than 100 years ago. So 1909, there was electricity in Masjid al-Nabawi. And lo and behold, Masjid Nabawi was extended in different eras. Then there was the Khalifa Walid bin Abdul Malik, rahimahullah. He was the Amirul Mu'mineen. But the governor there in Medina Munawwara was Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah. So he, Walid bin Abdul Malik, the Khalifa, instructed his governor, Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, in the year 88 after Hijrah, that they must extend the masjid. But that included Buyut wa Azwajin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable houses of the wives of Nabi alayhi salam. And obviously the people were, you know, said one way that these houses and all that will be demolished. And obviously they took all that to their homes and kept it there. But all that got incorporated into the masjid, and that was in the year 88. Then when Umar bin Abdul Aziz, now this is fascinating, especially for the men and women who have been here to Medina Munawwara. When we stand and offer the salat and salam, and we say, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, and As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then remember that the first wall is the Hujra Mubaraka, the room, the house of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Then when Umar ibn Abdul Aziz became the Khalifa in the year 99 to 101, his rule was very short, but he accomplished great, great things. So So he built a Kumasi, he built a Pentagon and five walls. He did not want four walls to be like a replica of the Baytullah. So that is the second wall around the Mubarak Mazar of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So first one is the house of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Second one is the Pentagon, and this was built by Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Then in the year 577 or so, that we find that the enemies, Allah forbid, they try to exhume the Mubarak blessed body of the Master alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in the dream of Nuruddin Zanki rahimahullah. He is there in Syria. And then after Mashura, he brought some people and Duraj with him. And he made Mashura there in Medina. He invited all the men. And he was shown those two people who were the enemies of Islam and Muslim. And in the first time, they did not see these two people. He asked, are there any other men left? They said, yes, two buzruks, two so-called buzruks. So anyway, that they were called and immediately recognized them. He said, show me where you live and so forth. People said, the whole day they are here in the masjid and they visit the graveyard once a day. So when they went there and he started moving certain things around, he saw they were digging the tunnel to the Mubarak Mazar of the Master Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were found guilty. They admitted their crime. They were executed. And this is the great, great feature and accomplishment of Nuruddin Zanki. He should cry and say, Subhanaka ma shakarnaka hatta shukri. Ya Allah, everlasting glory be to you. You chose me for this mammoth and great task that I could go and see these people committing this crime. So this is Allah's deen, how Allah Ta'ala chooses whoever he wants. What to izzu man tasha, what to zillu man tasha. Allah is izzat and honored whoever he wants. And he disgraces whoever he wants. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Sharif, every word, every letter is the truth. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. And Allah Ta'ala protected you, ya Rasulullah, from the people, from the enemy. Then we find that when we stand and offer salat and salam in the year 888, then you find that Sultan Katibai, that the green fence is there for more than 550 years now, plus minus. So 888. So imagine that for 550 years it is standing there, and he also reconstructed. And then we have the Ottoman Empire, and then we have the Saudi extension, which is the biggest extension ever in the history of Masjid Nabawi. If you read today's Arab news, and you can go online and read it. A wonderful, wonderful history of Masjid Nabawi. But obviously, I didn't tell you so much that I told you now, but you will get some idea. Alhamdulillah, in our camp, we find that the Hajis of UK have arrived, the Hajis of Reunion, Malawi, and South Africans all are now in the camp, in the hotels in Azizia. So our figures now are plus minus 450. You know that today is the 15th of August. So 1947, 14th, 15th of August is the day of independence for Pakistan and India. So both these countries were having celebrations just yesterday and today. But why I'm giving you the statistics, if you study India, in Saudi Arabia now, there are more than 3 million Indians working here in the kingdom. And 175,000 plus officially are making Hajj this year. And more than 2 million Pakistanis are working here in Saudi, and 180,000 plus will be performing Hajj, inshallah. So we can see that, you know, and then Bangladesh also comes in, and they also got about 80,000. So if you just take the subcontinent, they already plus or minus 500,000 or more. MashaAllah, we are in Azizia. So the first thing the Hajis ask that, okay, Tawaf, we can go. But what about Zamzam? So mashallah, the authorities have made wonderful arrangements that daily they deliver, you know, tankers, and they bring, mashallah, enough zamzam for the hotels so that the hajis can bring the zamzam water in their respective hotels as well. So alhamdulillah, that's a wonderful, wonderful service rendered. Regarding the train, maybe some of you heard about the train. You know, if you travel from China to Hong Kong or Hong Kong to China, then you will see the train goes 300 kilos. I went on that route, so I know. 300 kilos per hour or plus 300 kilos. So mashallah, they had one run already from Medina to Mecca, and the speed was 325, 350 kilos. And in 1 hour, 33 minutes from Medina to Mecca, alhamdulillah, so the train did it. But the Hajjis will not be using it. So after Hajj, inshallah, when the Umrah season opens, we hope and pray that that becomes a reality. And the Mu'tahireen and the Zuwar, the people for Umrah and Ziyarat, can use that wonderful, wonderful facility. And yeah, in Mashayid Muqaddasa, in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, you find the train does run, mashallah. It's very similar to our Khao train day in Johannesburg. So mashallah, it's all systems go. We make dua, Allah mahfaz bilad al-haramain al-sharifain in kulli su'in al-makruh. Ya Allah, protect the haramain sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa from the enemies. And Ya Allah, Allahumma sallim al-hujjaj al-zuwar. Ya Allah, protect all the hujjaj and all the people who have come. And inshallah, Allah bless us all with the Hajj Maqbool and Hajj Mabrur.
Amen.
Please, Maulana, you've got 3-4 minutes if you want to ask any questions, Maulana.
No, Jazakallah, Maulana, you give us an excellent rundown about Medina history and all what's happening up to now. My one request to you, inshallah, will be maybe tomorrow or so you can share with us history of the Haram Makkah Muazzama, a detailed account if that is possible.
Maulana, we call that in English telepathy.
Okay.
So I was thinking of the same thing. Tomorrow I will speak about Makkah and give you the history.
Yes.
And you mentioned it. So inshallah, we'll keep the listeners in suspense of Radio Ansar and Markaz Sahaba and Sirius FM. So tomorrow, Tariq Makkah, Tariq Kaaba, we will speak about the history of Makkah Mukarrama, the history of the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa. And inshallah, that will enlighten us, increase our iman, inshallah.
And even if it takes 1 hour, you're most welcome, Moana, because I know there's a lengthy discussion. I have done that many times myself.
My problem is that half past four, yeah, is Salat, and after that I have lecture.
Okay.
So our current time here now, I look, is 4:23.
Gee.
And then as I go down, I read my sunnah, then it's 4:30, then it's Salat, and then we have lectures.
Uh-huh.
So mashallah, people are telling me they came from other hotels in here, and they just now I met people.
No, mashallah.
So we heard you giving a lecture. We came now special to you in lecture.
No, mashallah, so mashallah.
Light, so I must tell you one story. Before I finish, right?
Gee.
So my bars, you know, so they saw a lot of them are here in this hotel.
Gee.
So they told me, Mufti sahab, that I Mehman Negal Kalja, oh Mehman Achivya, a lot of Mehman brothers and sisters are here. So today's lecture you must give in Mehman. I told them you're on. I gave Mehman lectures many places.
Okay.
You know? So today I told them, don't worry, I'll mix it up. We'll speak in English, we'll speak in Mehman, we'll speak in Urdu. So we make it there.
No, mashallah, Moana. You can see the Hujjaj are very hungry. They want to make sure that they perform the Hajj.
We tell them, Ulaika Ashabul Maimana.
Wow. You know the other story, Moana? Alif Lam Mim.
Your son is standing now in front of me. He's also waiting for the lift.
Okay, no, what I'm saying is...
And our Bilal of Ansar, formerly Ansar, is also here. He arrived now.
No, mashallah. Give them all salam. The Hujjah that I know, don't know, give them all salam from our side. They are in our duas every day. Allah, easy for them, grant them makbuliyat.
Ameen.
And you tomorrow, Allah accept your khidmat, keep you in good health as well, inshallah.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.